It was a blind beggar that long lost his sight. He had fair a daughter most pleasant and bright, and many a gallant brave suitor had she, for none was so comely as pretty Bessie. And though she was of favour most fair, yet seeing she was but a beggar's heir, of ancient housekeepers despised was she, who came as suitors to pretty Bessie. Wherefore in great sorrow fair Bessie did say, "Good father and mother, let me go my way to seek out my fortune wherever it be." The suit was then granted to pretty Bessie. Thus Bessie, that was of beauty most bright, then clad in grey russet, and late in the night from father and mother alone parted she, who sighed and sobbed for her pretty Bessie. She went till she came to Stratford Nibble, then she knew not whither nor which way to go. With tears she lamented her hard destiny, so sad and so heavy was pretty Bessie. She kept on her journey until it was day, and went unto Rumford along the highway, and at the King's Arms entertained was she, so fair and well favoured was pretty Bessie. She had not been there 1 month to an end, but master and mistress and all was her friend, and every brave gallant that once did her see were straightway in love with pretty Bessie. Great gifts they did send her of silver and gold, and in her songs daily her love they extolled. Her beauty was blazed in every degree, so fair and so comely was pretty Bessie. The young men in Rumford in her had their joy. She showed herself courteous, but never to coy, and at her commandment still would they be, so fair and so comely was pretty Bessie. For suitors at once unto her did go. They craved her favour, but still she said no. "I would not with gentlemen to marry with me." Yet ever they honoured pretty Bessie. The one of them was a gallant young knight, and he came to her disguised in the night. The second a gentleman of good degree, who would and sued to pretty Bessie. A merchant of London, whose wealth was not small, was then the third suitor, and proper withal. Her master's own son, the fourth man must be, who swore he would die for pretty Bessie. "And if thou wilt marry with me," quoth the knight, "I'll make thee a lady with joy and delight. My heart is enthralled by thy fair beauty. Then grant me thy favour, my pretty Bessie." The gentleman said, "Come marry with me. Thou shalt live in London most gallant and gay. My ships shall bring home rich jewels to thee, and I will forever love pretty Bessie." Then Bessie she sighed, and thus did she say, "My father and mother I mean to obey. First get their good will and be faithful to me, and thou shalt enjoy your pretty Bessie." To every one this answer she made, wherefore unto her they joyfully said, "This thing to fulfill we all do agree. But where dwell thy father, my pretty Bessie?" "My father," quoth she, "is plain to be seen, the silly blind beggar of Bednall Green, that daily sits begging for charity. He is the good father of pretty Bessie. His marks and his tokens are known full well. He always is led with a dog and a bell. A silly old man, God knoweth is he, yet he is the father of pretty Bessie." "Nay then," quoth the merchant, "thou art not for me, nor," quoth the inholder, "my bride shall not be. I loath," quoth the gentleman, "a beggar's degree. And so fare you well, my pretty Bessie." "Why then," quoth the knight, "hap better or worse, I weigh not true love by the weight of the purse, and beauty is beauty in every degree. Then welcome to me, my pretty Bessie. With thee to thy father forthwith I will go." "Nay, soft," quoth his kinsman, "it must not be so. A beggar's daughter no lady shall be." "Then take thy adieu of pretty Bessie. And soon after this, by break of the day, the knight had from Romford stole Bessie away. The young men of Romford, so sick as may be, rode after to fetch again pretty Bessie. As swift as a wind to ride they were seen, until they came near unto Bednall Green. And as the knight lighted most courteously, they fought against him for pretty Bessie. But rescue came presently over the plain, or else the knight for his love had been slain. The fray being ended, then straight he did see his kinsmen come railing at pretty Bessie. Then speak the blind beggar, although I be poor, rail not against my child at my own door. Though she be not decked with velvet and pearl, yet will I drop angels for thee with my girl. And then if my gold will better her birth, and equal the gold that you lay on the earth, then neither rail nor grudge you to see the blind beggar's daughter a lady to be. But first I will hear and have it well known, the gold that you drop shall be all your own. With that they replied, contented we be. Then there's, quoth the beggar, for pretty Bessie. With that an angel he cast on the ground, and dropped in angels full 3,000 pound. And oftentimes it proved most plain, for the gentleman's one the beggar dropped 20. So as the place where he did sit with gold was covered every whit, the gentleman having dropped all his store, said, beggar, hold, for I have no more. Thou hast fulfilled thy promise aright. Then marry my girl, quoth he to the knight, and here, quoth he, I'll throw thee down 100 pound more to buy her a gown. The gentleman, all that his treasure had seen, admired the beggar of Bednall Green, and those that were her suitors before, their flesh for very anger they tore. Thus was their Bessie a match for a knight, and made a lady in others' despite. A fairer lady there never was seen than the beggar's daughter of Bednall Green. But of her sumptuous marriage and feast, and what brave lords and knights thy there were, the second part shall set forth to your sight with marvellous pleasure and wished delight. Within a gallant palace most brave, adorned with all the cost they could have, this wedding was kept most sumptuously, and all for the love of pretty Bessie. All kind of dainties most delicate sweet were brought to their banquet, as was thought meet. Partridge, plover, and venison most free, against the brave wedding of pretty Bessie. This wedding through England was spread by report, so that great numbers did thither resort, of nobles and gentles of every degree, and all for the fame of pretty Bessie. To church then went this gallant young knight, his bride followed after like a lady most bright, with troops of ladies the like was ne'er seen, as went with sweet Bessie to Bednall Green. This wedding being solemnized then, with music performed by skillful men, the nobles and gentles sate down at that tide, each one beholding the beautiful bride. But after the sumptuous dinner was done, to talk and to reason a number begun of the blind beggar's daughter most bright, and what his daughter he gave to the knight. Then spake the nobles, much marvel have we, the jolly blind beggar we cannot here see. My lords, quoth the bride, my father so base, he's loath with his presence these states to disgrace. The praise of a woman in question to bring before her own face were a flattering thing. We think thy father's baseness, quoth they, might by thy beauty be clean put away. They had no sooner these pleasant words spoke, but in comes a beggar with a silken cloak, a velvet cap, and a feather had he, and now a musician forsooth he would be. And being led in from catching of harm, he touched his strings, which made such a charm, said, please you to hear any music of me, a song I'll sing of pretty Bessie. With at his lute he twanged straightway, and thereon began most sweetly to play, and after a lesson was played two or three, he strained out his song most delicately. A beggar's daughter did dwell on the green, who for her beauty might well be a queen. A blithe bonny lass and dainty was she, and many one called her pretty Bessie. Her father had no goods nor lands, but begged for a penny all day with his hands, and yet in marriage gave thousands three. Yet still he has something for pretty Bessie, and if any one her birth do disdain, her father is ready with might and with main to prove she is come of a noble degree. Therefore let none flout my pretty Bessie. With that the lords and company round with hearty laughter were ready to sound. At last said the lords, full well may we see the bride and the beggars beholden to thee. With that the bride all blushing did rise, with the fair water all in her bright eyes. Pardon my father, brave nobles, quoth she, who through blind affection thus doteth on me. If this be thy father, the nobles did say, then may he be proud of this happy day. Yet by his countenance well may we see his birth with his fortune did never agree. And therefore, blind beggar, we pray thee bewray, and look that the truth to us thou dost say. Thy birth and thy parentage, what it might be, even for the love thou bearest to pretty Bessie. Then give me leave, you gentles each one, a song for to sing, and then I'll be gone. And if that I do not win good report, then do not give me a groat for my sport. When first our king his fame did advance, and fought for his title in delicate France, in many places great perils passed he, but then was not born my pretty Bessie. And in those wars went over to fight many a brave duke, our lord in the night, and with them young Montford of courage so free, but then was not born my pretty Bessie. And there did young Montford with the bloth face lose both his eyes in a very short space. His life had also been gone with his sight, had not a young woman come forth in the night. Amongst the slain men her fancy doth move to search and to seek for her own true love, who, seeing young Montford there gasping to die, she saved his life through her charity. And then all our victuals in beggar's attire at the hands of good people we then did require. At last unto England, as now it seemed, we came and remained at Bethnal Green. And thus we have lived in fortunes despite, though poor yet contented with humble delight, and in my old age a comfort to be. God sent me a daughter called pretty Bessie, and thus you, my nobles, my song I do end, hoping the same doth no man offend. Full 40 long winters, and thus I have been a silly blind beggar of Bednall Green. Now when the company had every one heard the strange tale in the song he had shown, they were all amazed, as well they might be, both at the blind beggar and pretty Bessie. With that the fair bride they then did embrace, saying, you're come of an honourable race, thy father likewise of high degree, and thou art worthy a lady to be. Thus was the feast ended with joy and delight. A happy bridegroom was made the young knight, who lived in joy and felicity with his fair lady, pretty Bessie.